kind of a flashy ring you'd wear to parties.
Uh-huh, okay. What would you call knee-length shorts?
Knee-knockers.
Okay, would those be for... Would you say that again?
Knee-knockers.
Okay, would those be for girls or boys or both?
Girls.
Okay, would boys wear anything that would be just knee-length?
Bermuda shorts.
Okay, what would you call pants that come, you know, like halfway between your knee and your ankle?
Pedal pushers.
Okay, and that for girls or boys?
Girls.
Anybody wear those?
No.
Okay. What about boys? Do they have anything that would come below the knee?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about above the knee shorts? What would you call them?
Shorts.
Okay. What if they're real short?
Short shorts.
Okay. What would you call clothes that you got after somebody else had worn them?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. Would that be within the family or?
It could. Or you could have a friend that was... gotten too fat or something.
Uh-huh. Well, what if you went down to Goodwill or someplace? Do you have Goodwill stores?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if you went down to Goodwill or someplace like that and got some clothes? Would those be hand-me-downs?
I guess then you might call them secondhand clothes.
Okay, what does it have to take before they're secondhand clothes?
Well, if a friend had them or a relative, you might not think of them as being secondhand, but you know, that's someone you know, whereas when they're secondhand, you don't know who's worn them or where they've been.
Okay, I get it. What would you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Stylish clothes.
Okay. What would you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer? There's a bag kind of, or sack kind of thing that you...
Yeah, those plastic bags with about four hangers in them. I don't have a name for them.
Okay. What would you call the lightweight sort of thing that you get at the cleaners that comes over a man's suit or something when you get a bag?
A plastic bag.
Okay. Is there a different name that you might use for the kind that you'd carry on an airplane that has a zipper?
Yeah, the kind that's made of luggage-type fabric.
What do you mean by luggage-type fabric?
Well, instead of just being a plastic bag, it was, you know, had a handle and a nice... It was made for traveling.
Yeah, but it's still for hanging?
Just a clothes hanger.
Okay, okay. What different kinds of shoes do women wear? All the kinds of shoes you can think of.
Okay, sandals.
Okay.
And wedges.
What are they?
Okay, it's a platform that gradually gets higher in the back. Well, sometimes they're not so gradual.
Okay. Yeah.
High heels, spike heels.
Okay, what's that?
That's an old shoe with a pointed toe and about a 3-inch heel. And it gets real narrow at the bottom, so you'll be sure and fall.
But would you believe when I started wearing heels, that's what everybody's wearing. Except they were wearing short ones. I mean, they had gone to... It had gone down from the tall ones to the short ones.
I used to try to wear those in dress up, and every time I'd kill my knees.
It was impossible. I could remember how much trouble I had. And this was a couple of years ago, and I was going through a bunch of stuff at my parents' house, you know, cleaning up the closet. And I found a pair of those shoes, and I thought, that is so funny how much trouble I used to have with these. And I thought, boy, I bet I wouldn't hit it trouble now. So I put them on, and I could hardly walk. I mean, you can't stand up in those things. I mean, I don't understand why women would put up with them. You know, because they're just, I mean, totally impractical.
Yeah.
Like I threw them out just immediately.
Like those real tall wedges people are falling off of and break their ankles.
That's the same kind of thing. I don't understand that either. People must be crazy. Well, what else?
Tennis shoes, clogs.
When you say tennis shoes, are those shoes that would have to be just used for tennis? Or
no, they're... Could be used for athletics, but they're comfortable for other things.
Okay.
Clogs.
What's that?
Okay, it's like a slip-on shoe, like say a loafer if you cut off the back half, so you could just slide your foot in.
Okay.
And loafers.
Okay.